The former British Government Minister for International Development, Claire Short, has hosted the London launch of a new report that criticises destructive mining practices in the Philippines. The former minister praised the Catholic bishops in the Philippines for their strong leadership in calling for the country's 1995 Mining Act to be repealed and for plans for a massive expansion of mining in the country to be shelved. My colleague Susie Hodges has been taking a closer look.
The new report says the mining plans in the Philippines will inevitably cause major environmental damage to critical watersheds, ecosystems, agriculture and fishing, and result in social disruption in areas where many indigenous people live. Short paid a fact-finding visit to the Philippines in August last year to see it firsthand how existing mining projects have impacted upon the environment and local communities. She spoke to me about her findings.
We met with everyone, ministers, local people, some areas where mining had taken place and been horrendously destructive, some areas where it was proposed and where it would destroy agricultural land. And our findings were shocking. I mean, the proposals are truly dreadful and will be enormously destructive for the Philippines. And it really is important that everyone unites behind people in the Philippines to try and resist these proposals.
You say that this mining will impact particularly on the indigenous people and on the environment. Can you give us some concrete examples of that?
Well, for example, in Midsilip, there's a number of rivers and a very, very fertile area of agriculture, and the plan is to sell off a mining contract to take the top off the whole hill to try and extract the minerals, and it will completely destroy and pollute the local agricultural area. Similarly, we went to another area, Lai Bay, I think it's called, where there'd already been mining, and the bay had been completely polluted by the effects of the mining on the rivers. The fish had all died, the mangroves had died, people had got itchy skin from the sort of acids that got into the water. A number of houses had tumbled down the mountain because there's so much soil displaced. It really is shocking. I mean, I've travelled across the world and seen many destructive projects in developing countries, but I've never seen plans for such a large-scale, massively destructive thing as this. And the Philippines is recognised as one of the most precious biodiversity places in the world. And, of course, the most remote parts are where the indigenous people live, and that's where almost all the mining proposals are. And I do hope that we'll be able to stir up enough concern that international investors will think again, and ideally that the government of the Philippines will think again and re-examine the proposals.
Short was accompanied on her fact-finding tour last August by Father Frank Nally, an Irish Catholic priest who has long campaigned against corporate mining in the Philippines. He was one of the authors of the new report on mining and was recently barred from entering the Philippines. Father Frank told me how mining practices there have been linked to serious human rights abuses.
Yeah, in the past few years, since 2001 and the current administration of the Philippines, there has been over 800 killings. 11 of those have been involved with the whole issue of mining. So there is a situation at the moment for people who oppose the mining that they live in a climate of intimidation and fear. And this is our experience where I worked before in Mindanao. People are afraid. They are speaking up. They are trying to get the government to change its policy. They are trying to stop mines, but they are being killed. And a lot of the implications of this is that the military in the Philippines are kind of making their own policies, and that they are not really being overseen by civilian authorities enough. So the killings continue unabated. And there have been reports by Amnesty International. There has been European governments have been asking the present administration of President Gloria Macapagal-Arroyo to do something about this immediately, because it's very gross.
You yourself have been banned from returning to the Philippines,
yes.
Haven't you?
Yes.
Do you have any official reason why that has happened?
I was banned from the Philippines when I entered there on the 5th of January this year. I haven't been given an official reason why I was banned, but it does seem that it's connected with my asking Claire Short, who's a British MP, to go there last year to investigate the whole issue of mining and its effect on local communities. So it is my engagement with those issues over a number of years on the whole issue of mining and indigenous peoples and on human rights that the government of the Philippines has barred me and deported me from the Philippines. And we think this is a bad omen, really, for the whole issue of human rights in the Philippines and for free speech, because people at the moment who are trying to give an alternative view, who are critical of the policies of the present government, are being silenced. I mean, this was a way of trying to silence me, but in some ways it seems to have backfired, and people are beginning to look more at the issue now of mining and killings in the Philippines and demanding that action be taken by the present government.
But if mining projects in the Philippines have been so destructive in the past, why is the government supporting a massive expansion of mining? Short says she believes one of the reasons is because the Filipino government has many debts and hopes the money from the mining concessions will bring wealth to the country.
The Philippines has high levels of debt, and I think the government has convinced themselves that that one of the resources they've got is the rich mineral deposits, and that if they open up the country to foreign investors, they'll bring in lots and lots of money, and that will help with the debt problems. But of course, what the government is offering to foreign investors is that they don't have to pay any taxes, that they can take all their profits out of the country. So I actually think the economic impact will not bring the benefits the government seeks. But on the other hand, there are small-scale miners, little indigenous people and so on, in a much less environmentally destructive way, already mining all over the country. All those jobs will be lost, as well as lots of farming and fishing jobs. So I think they think it's a quick economic fix that will help them with their debt problems, and I think actually it will just destroy the economy of the Philippines more greatly. Its real comparative advantage, because it's such a beautiful country, would be ecotourism. If it preserves its lands and looks after them, people will want to go there because it's such a beautiful place. But if they destroy it, there'll be nothing left.
Based on past experience, Father Frank believes very little of the money will trickle down to benefit the local communities. And in his view, endemic corruption helps explain the government's backing for the mining expansion plan.
The money that will come in from mining, and it's going to be quite substantial to actually mine, will not go to the people as such. But some of the investment in mining are the shareholders, of which many will be government people in the Philippines. They will get a lot of money out of this because this is quite a lucrative business, especially with the price of minerals at this present time. But we don't see that that will be filtered down to local people at all. So there are politicians who will make a killing out of this, and we think that is the whole reason behind pushing the whole mining agenda. Corruption is very endemic in the Philippines, and institutions there have been guilty, and especially the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, which is tasked with promoting and also oversight over of mining. So there's a conflict of interest there. And because of the lower wages as well within the Philippines, people are tempted for the kickbacks from companies, and mining companies are traditionally, well, they have been involved in corrupting power practices, giving money to people to get their rights and get their way.
One organisation in the Philippines that has been vocal in its opposition to destructive mining practices and the expansion plan is the local Catholic Church. Short says the Filipino Catholic bishops have taken a courageous stand on this important issue.
Well, all the Catholic bishops of the Philippines, and obviously it's a very strong Catholic country, are completely united in denouncing all these proposals, in saying the government's Mining Act is wrong and should be repealed, and there should be a more carefully thought-through strategy. And they've also, very movingly, stood in absolute solidarity with the indigenous people who have their own traditional religious views. And the church hasn't been trying to convert them, but has been respecting them, standing alongside them, protecting their interests in a way that I find enormously moving and impressive. The bishops really have been very courageous, and I think the whole international Catholic community should listen to their voice and stand alongside them.
Susie Hodges was talking there to former British Minister for International Development, Claire Short, and Irish priest, Father Frank Nally.